Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now. Another job opening in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, man.
Didn't see that. I'll be honest, it didn't surprise me when I saw the news, but I didn't see it coming after they made the Eastern Conference Finals. Grant McCauley is going to join us in 20 minutes to talk some Braves, as he always does on Wednesdays at 1:20. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well to wrap the show up. Phone lines will be open. My mom texted and said, ask Randy if he's watched Hacks.
I don't think so.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what that is.
Because you were asking for show
recommendations. Yeah, everybody. A lot of people are hitting me up with Moblin. I started watching the last episode yesterday, but I got so busy with the family yesterday, so I didn't get to finish. But I'm all caught up on Moblin, and it is freaking awesome.
Okay,
love Moblin. What's the other one? Neighbors and Friends. Awesome.
Who's in that one?
Awesome show. Abe knows more than actors than I do.
No, I've seen some clips of that one. That one looks pretty good.
Neighbors and Friends, freaking
awesome. I was saying flip it. I think it's Friends and Neighbors. It's
whatever it is. Yeah.
Who's in that?
It's awesome. That is another awesome show.
Is that the John? It's John Hamm.
John Hamm. That's right.
Oh, dude. Yeah, another awesome freaking show.
Do you want me to read you the Wikipedia description of Hacks?
Let me hear it.
Hacks is an American dark comedy drama.
Okay.
Television series created by a couple people that we've never heard of. It's on HBO Max.
Okay.
Series centers on the professional relationship between a young comedy writer and a legendary stand-up comedian.
Gotcha. All right, Mom. I guess I'm gonna check that one out.
Sound bad.
And then what's the other one that I got to get into, Abe? Because you were telling me the other day you got a second season, and I get so confused with HBO and HBO Max, which is which, or I think it's just Max now. The Agency. Is that what it's called? The Agency? I can't get past.
Yeah, I don't know if that's on Max. Is that might be a Showtime.
But you know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah.
The Agency, yeah. Because you were talking about that one.
Have you seen Lioness? I've heard that.
I love Lioness. Okay. Love Lioness.
Why change their name all the time?
I don't know.
Why can't it just be HBO Max?
I don't know.
Or just HBO?
I don't know.
But is there still Cinemax?
I have Cinemax. I told you I got every damn channel, so I think I have Cinemax. I got Cinemax, Max, HBO, Starz.
It's confusing.
Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah, we got that one.
Max, they changed that name back.
They changed it back.
So it's just HBO Max now.
Oh.
The entity, the Max is not a thing. It's back to HBO Max, which is what it was originally.
Uh-huh.
Then they dropped the HBO and everyone got confused.
But now these are the times whenever they're gone, I always find an old series that I rewatch. Like last time they were gone, I rewatched The Wire.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I love The Wire.
That's great.
I'll give you a couple series not to rewatch.
I watched The Sopranos. Because again, I don't leave the house. Yeah, and then I got TV outside, so I watch it outside. But so I'm trying to think of another good one that I used to watch back in the day, like Homeland. I love Homeland.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to watch Homeland again? I don't think so. Like The Blacklist.
Yeah, there's certain I'll rewatch The Wire.
Yes.
The Wire is you know it's good every time.
Yes.
I'll never rewatch Breaking Bad.
It was I've done it once. Yes.
It was a lot.
Right.
It was like I don't like shows. I like them when I'm watching them the first time.
Right.
But I don't need to go back and feel like that again. It's just a lot. It's intense, man. That's why I didn't watch season two of The Last of Us. Like, in my mind, they made it to that at the end of season one.
Right.
They made it to that little colony, and they all lived happily ever after. Maybe that's why I like watching Disney movies with my kids so much, because they all end happily ever after.
Yes, they do.
There's no season two where the zombies break into the colony and eat their flesh. Because based on what I saw on Twitter, nothing good happened to any of the people in The Last of Us.
I watched Game of Thrones again. So maybe,
that's another one I can't
maybe
watch.
Maybe I might
again.
Watch, what's the one, The Dragons. Maybe I might rewatch that this week.
Oh, just to kind of brush up for when the next season comes out?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but like Game of Thrones is like, it was also shocking. And like, that's what made it for me.
I got it. Prison Break.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
I
great.
Love Prison Break.
You ever watch Justified?
Yes.
That was good.
Love it.
Love Justified.
Love
great.
It. Love it.
Okay.
Love it.
Now
love
we've it. Listed a bunch
okay.
of shows.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Okay. All right. So hold on. Are we about to talk to Brazen? You want to wait till Grant?
Okay. You want to just mention him and then talk about Tom Thibodeau?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so the Braves lost last night by a score of 8-3.
Yeah.
Three big stories in the game. Okay?
Okay.
Drake Baldwin continues to rake.
Yes.
He hit another home run.
Correct.
And he threw two runners out, too.
Which was
That's the
impressive.
Most important thing.
Yes.
I do wonder, because they need to do something. I don't know if they're going to do anything drastic. I don't know that firing Matt Tuiasosopo and bringing back Freddy Gonzalez counts as drastic. I mean, they need to make a trade and upgrade the roster. I have to think that Sean Murphy is at least considered.
I got a question, and we'll ask Grant. We mentioned this in the 11 o'clock hour, was because of how they do their platoon outfield, which depending on who's what pitcher's pitching, righty or lefty, do they go that way with these two because you have a left-handed hitting catcher and a right-handed hitting catcher in Sean Murphy?
I don't know. I think that would be a good idea because you'd see more right-handed pitching, so that would be more Drake Baldwin.
Exactly.
Because he's just – I mean, him and Acuna are the two best hitters on the team right now. I understand that it's a position that you can't have two guys playing.
Or are they there?
Maybe they are. Yeah, maybe they've already kind of done that. And maybe they need to do more than that. Like, maybe just let him let him ride the hot streak out and let him play. But again, I think Sean Murphy has value. Like, he's a guy on the team that has value. You would be able to get a return for him from a team that's catcher needy if you were trying to upgrade the left field position or the shortstop position. Because here's the thing. Like, you know, there's a lot of different stuff to complain about. But Verdugo, Allen, Harris, and I like that they put Harris back at nine because why not?
It's
like,
gonna try everything out. We mentioned last week. I was like, just try.
Maybe that's the thing that he needed, although last night it wasn't.
Right.
The seventh inning last night was the most pathetic three outs that I've seen from the Braves all season.
It was, Andy, it was so
It was over before
it was so
non-competitive.
And then that's why I was telling you, like, when I was watching the game and we watched Spencer. And then I'll go and do something again. My family's getting ready to go, so we were all doing something. And I come back, and Spencer's pitching again. So I'm like, hold on. I thought he had three outs already.
Mm-hmm.
That's how fast they got out.
They got through the first three innings, the first time through the lineup. Perfect, by the way. Zach Gallen, who hasn't been pitching well at all.
He had an 8.23 ERA yesterday.
Yeah,
before the game.
Over the last five starts.
Yes.
He went through the first nine hitters in 23 pitches.
Yes.
Like, make him work. Like, what are we doing? Did no one tell him that he's come in struggling? Like, it seems like they're genuinely surprised to know that a guy might be struggling.
Right.
But that seventh inning where Verdugo grounded out the second weekly, Nick Allen struck out looking like any of us. Like, he looked like us at the plate yesterday. And then Michael Harris, I mean, credit to Harris for trying something because he's just not hitting the ball right now. He tried to lay down a
bunt. He tried.
But when it's getting there for Michael Harris, who's shown stretches of legit power and hitting, where he's so desperate to try to get something going that he lays down a bunt with two outs, that's crazy.
Yes, and that was and that's when we talk about, you know, because everybody loves Mike, but he is struggling.
Yep.
And you know how I am with these catchphrases that people want to throw out nowadays, especially y'all old asses like me. it's time we start having a conversation about. We've been having a conversation.
Yeah, we talk about him like every day.
We talk about him every day, okay? So please stop DMing me with that dumbass phrase. Well, Randy, you know it's about time to have a conversation about. He ain't going no damn where.
Yeah, no, Michael Harris.
Mike ain't going nowhere. Yeah. Just like when it was 2 months ago, Randy, it's time to start having a conversation about Ozzie. No. Are y'all stop? And most of y'all old as me. But leading young folk words to the young folks. All right? Y'all old asses are old as me. Just like y'all be hanging out with my kids. I be hanging out with my kids learning them new words, but I don't be texting y'all ass.
I didn't know.
Y'all stop sending me that stuff.
I didn't know you were going to go on a rant about old people using young phrases.
God.
I agree 100%.
God. Because it just happened.
But I also would say, we've been having those conversations. That's literally what we do every day.
So how is that
have conversations
like,
about
no,
these
but
people.
But for some reason, it seems like it's different when they old lasses say it to me like my
no,
old
no, no. I know. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I'm just saying them telling you that it's time for us to do that, we've been doing
We've been doing that.
The time
how is it different in then? That phrase? Because that's a cool-ass young kid phrase.
Yeah, it's a cool way to, yeah. cool way to say
so
it.
So how's that been any different than that? No, he's got to get it going.
He has to.
I mean, he's got right to. Because that's how great that we have seen him. You know, Ronald Acuña is still playing well. We found out the whole thing with Marcelo Ozuna with the hip.
Injury. Yeah, and he still absolutely tattooed that ball in the eighth inning last night. That was just a great play by the center fielder. Credit to him. But Ozuna hit that ball with intention to score two runs. Like, that was a really well-struck baseball. What
was your first thought not like, boy, if that hip was 100, that's out?
Yes.
That was my first thought.
Oh,
that was
that's
mine.
Funny.
That was
mine. I actually didn't think that.
That was mine.
I was like,
definitely was mine.
My thought was, man, he hit it like, absolutely crushed it. Like, he can't hit it much better than that. I guess he could hit it a little bit.
I mean, you're talking about like mine. 3% more, yeah. And that ball's out.
I didn't think
I
that.
I agree. I did the same thing.
That's great. So you made my thing. Experience watching the game somehow now even more negative than it was last night watching it when it was very negative. We'll get Grant in here in about 10 minutes. Let's just spend, we've got about 2 minutes here to spend on what the Knicks did yesterday. They fired Tom Thibodeau after 5 seasons, back-to-back 50-win seasons, and their first trip to the Eastern Conference Finals since the 90s. Not surprised.
Not surprised. I think that, and that's when we talked earlier in the show, I'm like, okay, so it was 3 days ago that they just finished the series and everything. I still think the Pacers were a better team. I do. I don't think it was an upset that the Knicks – I look at it now that we've had the shoulder and talked about it. Did they look at this being an upset? They were upset by the Pacers?
Mm-mm. I think they looked at it. I think they're looking at Tom Thibodeau as a really good coach that took us as far as he can. I think that's how they're looking at it.
Right. But then, if you were ranked coaches in the NBA, would Tom Thibodeau be a top 10 coach?
I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I think Tom Thibodeau is a really good coach.
I do, too. So you're telling me that you fired this man, there has to be a plan. And as the day has went on, I know during the back page of Bo A brought out who Phoenix has hired as their head coach.
Yeah.
Guy off of the Cavalier staff. Mm-hmm. Where there's another guy on the Cavalier staff that has ties to Leon Rose.
Yeah,
right?
Johnny Bryan was on the Knicks staff the last 5 years, and then he went to Cleveland for 1 year. They won all those games.
And tell me who hired him?
World Wide West pushed for him to be hired on that staff
by the
Knicks.
That just seems like that's it.
It seems like it seems like the likely fit. Now, here's the thing. People's reaction to that is going to be like, you just fired Tom Thibodeau after an Eastern Conference Finals run for Johnny Bryant?
Now, what's Johnny Bryant's relationship?
Yeah.
Because we know this about the NBA.
We know that. But most people don't. And they're going to be shocked if that's what they do.
What's the NBA's what are the relationships?
How did
Nico Harris get a damn job in damn Dallas as a general manager? You know why? His Nike connection again. Not because he knows how to do the salary cap and all that crap.
No.
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 The NBA is based on max contracts and relationships. That's what it is.
And Worldwide West knows everybody.
He does. He does. That's the thing, though. You can be a top 10 coach in the NBA and not win a championship.
Yep.
Because there's only a couple coaches in the NBA that have won championships. Spoelstra, Kerr.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That are currently hired.
Doc.
That's three. Tyronn Lue.
Lue. Yeah. Missoula. Yeah.
That's it.
That's it, man. I'm scrolling, trying to see if there's one new one that I forgot about. No, that's it. Now with Popovich being out and
Nick Nurse.
That's right. Don't forget Nick Nurse. He's in a tough spot there in Philadelphia. Big story was brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. We'll come back. We'll talk some Braves with Grant McCauley, get his thoughts on last night, but also some questions about what they do next. Obviously, ask about the third base coach decision as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.